Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Welcome, yes. welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing with the Healing Glory. Community. And that's you. Amen. You are the Healing Community praying with us behind the scenes. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed, and we were healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you have revealed some ailments that are going to be healed. And what you reveal, you do heal. Hallelujah. And you've also let us know to be in a high expectation of miracles tonight. And so we give you praise and glory, right, for the miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you for the miracles. I say thank you for the miracles. We say thank you for the miracles. Before our eyes see, before our ears hear, before our minds can conceive, we give you praise and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, once again, welcome everyone. We have our guest host, both of our guest hosts, are with us tonight. We have Minister Linda. Hallelujah. We're opening up your line now. And we have Minister Linda Harkey and Elder Philip Harkey. Welcome. Welcome both of you.
Hello. Good evening.
Thank Hello. You. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Wow. Amen. You're right on time, Minister Linda, right on time.
Wonderful to be with you.
Amen.
Oh,
let's see some healings tonight.
Yes, yes. Some healing, some miracles, whatever God wants to do, let's see it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We adore you. Hey, Yadasa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I wrote a note from last month, and the note was there was a word from the Lord that there's going to be testimonies of past healings revealed for that tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus.
So if you have any testimonies, you want to talk about how God has healed you, press your number one key. We want to hear from you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Whether it was done during this broadcast or any time, we want to hear the testimony.
Praise
because
you.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah. Also, as we get started, we're going to open up the line and talk to Pastor Mom first. You can begin to press your number one key if you have any ailment at all that you'd like for us to pray for. Press your number one key. The ailments that have been revealed thus far are pain in the chest area, something going on around the neck, around the mouth, the teeth, and the gums, and
yes.
the bottom and kind of over to one side of the stomach.
Hallelujah.
Some kind of ailment going on there. Amen. So, yeah, pressure number one key. We see you, area code 336. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. That's my mom. Amen. And so maybe she can go ahead and rest after this. She's 90. So, Pastor Mom and Pastor
yes.
Catherine, welcome,
yes.
welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
How are you feeling, Pastor Mom? Anything going on?
No, I'm not feeling so good because I didn't, at first I didn't eat my best. I finally got something to eat, and then I was going to go to sleep. But I see I have to go to talk to you. And
okay.
I just thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, good. You got something to eat. You got your snack. And you're ready to go to sleep. But let me ask you, I know that you were having some pain on your bottom, your behind.
Uh-huh.
The bones around it. Is that still going on?
Yes. No, It's not
hurting
now.
Good.
Praise
That's
God.
Good.
Hey. Well, all right.
Okay. So I will say, you know, the last month that we prayed for her about the coughing and chest congestion, that
yes.
has gotten so much better. It's still some that's there. But it has gotten much better, and also the wheezing, it has gotten better as well. But we still want to, you know, give another little dose here while we got her on the phone.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
We'll do it. We'll happily do it.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord God.
Lord, we thank you for everything that you're going to do tonight. We really do have a very high expectation for lots of things to occur. And so we gladly lift up Pastor Mom to you as our first prayer request of the night. We ask you to give her another dose of the Holy Ghost regarding chest congestion,
yes.
further
yes.
healing, further relief, total
yes.
healing, actually.
Yes.
And
yeah.
what was the other thing? The chest congestion and the other. And what was the other thing?
Wheezing.
And we also come against all wheezing and all chest congestion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we order you, be healed. He sent forth his word and healed them. So we send forth the word of God, and we heal in Jesus' name, and we speak to all reason, and we speak to all chest congestion, and we command you to go to zero in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We believe you for it. We speak it forth in the name of Jesus, and we order all chest congestion to get out and all reason to leave in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to your name. Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. So, Pastor Mom, before we get off the phone, cough a little bit.
I would like to get there, so I don't have to cough.
Okay. All right, that sounds better. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes I ask her to cough and it's really So were you saying something else?
That's me. I still think we need to pray for her. Pray for her behind, because I think it comes and goes.
Okay. All right. No, we would be honored. We would be very honored.
Yes. So it's hemorrhoid, and it's like the hip bone that goes into her bottom.
Okay.
The bone that goes, yeah.
Okay. It's not like the coccyx, is it?
Jesus.
Well, you can pray for that too. But this is more like, well, the coccyx, that always requires prayer, actually. But this is lower.
Because that's what came, you didn't say coccyx, but that's what came to me. I'm like, coccyx? Well, I'll just speak it out. Okay.
Thank
Glory
you.
Glory to God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy God. The Holy Ghost is already moving. He started moving before the broadcast, but he's moving now already. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, Father, I thank you that we get to pray yet again for Pastor Mom, and I thank you so much, first of all, that she is such a willing, eager recipient. It is a special joy to pray for her. So we pray over the hip bone. We pray against any kind of hemorrhoids, and we pray over her coccyx, the little bone at the end, in the name of Jesus. All three of these. We ask, Father, that you touch every single thing that we've called out here. And you even gave us, Holy Ghost, the coccyx in Jesus. You told us to pray over that. And so we pray over all three of these in the name of Jesus. We ask for a mighty touch of the Holy Ghost even right now, so that the power of God would run through her body, and we rebuke all pain in all three of those parts of her area, of her backside. We rebuke all pain in all three areas, in all three cases, in the name of Jesus. And we speak over it, and we say, be gone, be healed. Receive healing in the name of Jesus, and may the power of God flow through you powerfully even now as we're speaking and you're on the phone. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare this, and we give you praise and glory, Father, for what you're doing right now supernaturally. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, do you feel any difference or anything?
No, I don't feel any.
Okay. Well, it wasn't hurting at that time.
Right.
Amen. We still receive it and believe that you, you know, that you won't go through anything, and that it is healed in the name of Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Catherine, did you want to say anything?
Well, thank you all so much for praying for Mom. But I wanted to kind of give a report on the what I was praying for last month. I think it was last month for my adrenal gland. Yeah, I did go and I got the MRI for the to see if there was a mask on my adrenal gland or if it had grown anything. But they didn't really give me they didn't take the test correctly, but they did. They did take it. They were supposed to have gone through my veins, but they couldn't get my veins, so they just went on and took the MRI without the blood. And so I got a call today, and they said that they did not see a mask, but however they saw.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay.
But however they said they saw a small kidney stone, and so I just want prayer for that. That it just they told me if I drink lots of water, it's possible they can just pass on through.
Well, then we're going to encourage you to drink a whole lot of water, but we're also going to pray over you. We don't want you to go through any kind of suffering. And I've heard firsthand from people that those things can actually cause a tremendous amount of suffering. I was just speaking with somebody actually last night, to be honest with you, who had a testimony, you know. So, Heavenly Father, we all join together. Everybody join in, would you please? If you had a kidney stone, you would want us to all pray for you. I mean, and really press in and really be a part of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm asking all of you who have dialed in, join us, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we come against this kidney stone that is within Pastor Catherine. We speak to you in the name, I point my fingers at you, and I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Ooh, now there's power going into you right now. Wow, okay. Here we go, folks. Glory to God. I'll bet Apostle Kissy feels it going through her, too. I'll bet Linda feels it going through her, too. I bet they do.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we loose this Holy Ghost power through our hands.
Precious.
And we curse this kidney stone. We command you to shrink. We command you to pulverize. We command you to become nothing. We loose the power of drinking water to cause it to pass, but we also loose the power of the Holy Ghost to cause it not to increase in size, but rather to shrink and to be packed with no pain. We supernaturally come against this kidney stone in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree the power of God is coming all over you. You will not cause pain. You will not cause any further disturbance or sickness or infection in Jesus' name. And you will be passed in Jesus' name successfully and pain-free. Now I curse you. I command you to pulverize. I command you to be obliterated in the name of Jesus. And I command healing into that area of her body, supernaturally empowered by the Holy Ghost, to be able to pass this, to be able to pass this in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We believe you. We know your anointing has flowed, and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. God
thank
bless
you.
Me.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the privilege.
Amen. All right, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, have a blessed night. Love y'all.
Love you all, too.
We love you.
Love y'all, too.
Wow.
Amen. Okay. Let's see who we have. Now, let's some others just joined the line. And the ailments that have been called out so far are pain around the chest area, the neck area, the mouth, the teeth, the gum, and the bottom or one side of the stomach. And I'm wondering if that's the kidney stone thing.
It might be.
You know, just wondering. That came to my mind. I was looking up the symptoms of kidneys, and it does say it could be the stomach or the lower back. I don't think she's experiencing any of that, thank God, and prayerfully she will not at all. Hallelujah. Amen. So, okay, we're going to open up another line now, and if you are experiencing any of those symptoms, those ailments that were mentioned, the chest, the neck, the mouth, teeth, gums, bottom, one side of the stomach, pressure, number one key, we want to pray for you. If you know somebody who's going through that, call them on the phone, have them to call in. If that's not possible, then you just press your number one key, tell us their first name, and we will pray for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we do have Sister Stephanie on the line. We see you. We're going to open a line for you.
Hey,
welcome,
how are you?
Stephanie. Hi, good.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Thank you so much.
I have the picture of your son.
Yes.
Yes. Caden, is that a dye on his eye?
Well, what happened? And Caden is 8 years old, and he's in second grade. You want to say hi, Caden? Hi. And
hi, Caden.
He has a strong faith in Jesus, don't you, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. And what happened is around the beginning of September, he had his sigh develop on his eye. And last year, he's just been prone to them. Last year, he had, goodness, like 3 or 4 of them. But the one that started the beginning of September was just really like one I'd never seen before. And it just got bad. It wasn't healing. I took him to the pediatrician. He's gone twice. But then it developed this like nodule thing that is filled. We put warm compresses on it. But finally, the pediatrician sent us to see an ophthalmologist, which we did last Thursday, and he put Caden on an antibiotic and in like an antibiotic ointment, and we keep praying that that will just open so that it can drain and it can start to heal, but that hasn't happened yet, and if it doesn't, then you know, I don't know if we're going to have surgery to have it removed, but we're just really believing, you know, that God's going to heal this, that it'll drain, and that, you know, Caden's eye can get better, and he can be healed from this. Right, buddy?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we're believing.
That's really good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Do you have anything, are you picking up anything specific or special, Apostle Kizzy?
Well, I was just going to ask Caden, how does it feel?
It hurts sometimes only when like I touch it and like when I get like these things in my eyes, but like it doesn't really hurt right now and it doesn't really hurt a lot.
Yeah, just when you have to touch it, but just like right now, you know, it doesn't hurt.
So okay.
That's good. Mhm.
Can you still feel like you can see okay?
Yes, I can see perfect.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. All right. So it just still needs to be removed. It's good you're not in any pain. It's good that you can still see.
Mm-hmm.
We just want it to go away.
Yes.
And not come back again.
Yes, and that the infection will be, like I said, he's on an antibiotic because it was make sure there's no infection drain, and the infection will be cleared up, and he can be healed. Right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Well, yeah. I can start with the prayer, I'm sure you guys have already prayed, and so I'm simply joining in with the prayers that you all have prayed already. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, hallelujah. Let's join in together. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed for Caden right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just lift up his ear. We're in agreement right now as if our hand is over his eye right now in the name of Jesus, and the anointing is going into his eye right now on his eyelid where that bump is right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing, your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting, continual, tangible, manifest presence is going right into that area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And causing it to be rendered null and void in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Your word says that by your stripes we are healed, that Caden is healed. And by your stripes, Caden was healed in the name of Jesus. And right now we send the healing, cleansing, purging blood of Jesus to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of this growth right now in the name of Jesus. And all of the times that it has tried to pop up, we send the blood of Jesus to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of it. Even if it goes back through the generations right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For complete and total healing, health, and wholeness, and that this dye or whatever it is that has come out shall go away and come back no more in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it now, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And as I was praying, I could just feel the heat all around his eye, and actually I kind of heard a little pop, like boop. So we thank you, Lord God, that you just by your Holy Spirit just pop that thing and let it drain and not have any adverse effect in his eye or around his eye, but that it will be done and no scarring. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, that there'll be no scar left in that area at all, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for doing it. You know what the source of this thing is. You know how it got started. And we thank you for taking care of it by your blood, by your spirit, by your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lots of anointing going around that eye right now. Amen. So, Caden, did you feel anything?
I feel like now that like maybe in like a few days it's probably gonna open up or pop and it's gonna get better.
That's good. That's very good. You know that time? Remember that time that you prayed for Grandma, you and Colin, and she got better? Well, we just all prayed for you. Now you're going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Is it bedtime, Caden?
Yes, you got to get ready for bed. You say thank you so much.
We're very
love
glad
you, both
you called.
So much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you all. God all bless. Right. Have a,
love you. Have a good evening.
Night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, what I'm seeing really, I'm seeing like, you know, when he goes to sleep, that it'll just drain out and just be on his pillow. You know, that little
yes,
liquid
yes.
from that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Very good.
Well, amen. Just to kind of recap real quick, we've prayed for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We had a testimony from Pastor Catherine about a prayer that we prayed the last time, and they don't see any adrenal gland problem with her. And we prayed for her, for the kidney stones to be removed. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, well, anyone else? Oh, let me go over the symptoms again, or the ailment. Chest pain, neck, mouth, teeth, gum, bottom side of the stomach. And I believe the number here that I'm seeing is for Shenandoah. I believe so. We're going to open up your line. And then, Minister Rachel, you are next. And we have a 661 number after that. Praise God. And so just hold on. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Is this you, Shenandoah? The 443 number? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, 443. Your line is open.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing
good. Can you hear me?
Is this Shenandoah? Yes, I hear you. Is this Shenandoah?
No, ma'am. Is it 443-452?
Okay, got the wrong person. Tell me your name. Sorry.
Beatrice.
Beatrice. Okay. All right, sorry about that. How are
That's
you?
Okay.
Welcome.
That was me
so
when we were doing Bible study tonight. Yes. Bible study tonight, yes.
Oh, from Bible study. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
From amen. Amen.
Yeah.
What can we pray for, Sister Beatrice?
Me. That was me with my the neck and my chest. It was me.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting off the line. I think when you said that. So how's it doing now? You're still experiencing pain in your neck and your chest?
A little, not as much, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, on a scale of 0 being no pain, 10 being excruciating pain, where are you right now? And you can say different, the neck and the chest.
Is it like a 6? Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been diagnosed with anything? Anything happened recently that would cause it?
Well, in April, I pulled a muscle strain in my chest.
Okay.
I pulled a muscle strain in my chest.
Okay.
Staying in the chest, okay.
All right.
And what about the neck?
No, I guess, you know what, it may have extended from all that muscle strain. You know how it travels, and I believe that's what happened. Yeah, and it's still giving me problems.
Okay. All right. So we're going to pray for you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah.
And is it like the front of your neck or is it the back of the neck?
More like on the side. The side of my neck.
Like on the side. Okay. Got it. So the chest area and then up the side of the neck. Okay. Oh, okay.
And
well, Holy Spirit, I ask you.
and like my shoulder sometimes. That start hurting as well, according to what I'm doing, you know.
Sure. Makes sense. It's all connected there. You strain the muscle and it's all connected. Well, Lord, Lord, I just thank you so much right now that you let us know ahead of time that this ailment, we were going to pray for this ailment tonight, and you gave us a tip-off that you were going to manifest yourself and show yourself strongly in healing power tonight. And I thank you for that, Lord. We're all joined together in prayer, and we stretch our hands toward Beatrice in the name of Jesus. I lay my hand upon you as if you were in a prayer line, my hand on your chest, your neck, and even your shoulder. Did you get right in the middle of that area, right there? Okay, there. Oh, she's a receiver. We loose this anointing out of our hands. It's coming out of my left hand, but out of her hands. There it goes, right there. Glory to Jesus. Strong anointing going into you. You were really ready for this. Glory to God. I loose this anointing out of our hands in Jesus' name, and I speak against this condition. You were called forth by the Holy Ghost. You were exposed by the Holy Ghost. And we command healing into the chest area, the neck area, the shoulder area.
Jesus.
Strained muscle, we speak to you in Jesus' name. And, oh, there's another really strong wave going in right now. Really strong wave. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that your healing power is in Petrus right now. I thank you that your anointing is streaming into her. She is just totally receiving it. We loose this healing power out of our hands in Jesus' name. We speak to this condition. We heal you by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Surging into you, Beatrice.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Flowing in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Power of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We loose this anointing, heal everything, and we command every bit of pain in the neck, in the shoulder, in the chest, all of it, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. You were exposed by the Holy Spirit, and the anointing is coming into Beatrice. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You just take a moment, just soak for a moment, and when you're ready, you tell us what you're experiencing on your end, okay? Then we may pray more depending on what feedback you're giving us, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I wake up tomorrow morning, this one's gone. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, God. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Well, tell us what you're doing right now, if you would, please. If anything, just your feedback is very helpful.
I still feel the Holy Spirit, yes. Amen. I feel the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now let us know, is it lower than 6 now?
Is it, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You said it was a level 6 pain. Where would you say it's now?
It's Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit going to take it all the way down to a 0. I feel it. It haven't started yet, but it will. That anointing, that strong, oh my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So would you say right now you're still at a 6? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Beatrice, right now, we're going to put you on mute. You just relax. If you stay on, we'll ask you about it before we go in a little bit longer. But you stay with the Holy Ghost right now and let him just hover all over you.
Amen.
You just lay there for a while. We'll get back to you. If you're on the line, we'll get back to you. If not, we'll talk to you later. But just follow, because I believe the Lord is not only taking away this pain in your chest, in your neck, your shoulder, down your arm, but he's taking care of some other things right now. So we're going to get out of the way and let him do what he's doing. Amen. We'll get back with you.
Okay.
Praise God. Yeah. And you know me, I want to hear, I want to know and all that, but right now I'm just kind of feeling like let's back up a bit and let God just do what he's doing. And it reminds me of something that happened many years ago when I was praying, a group of us were praying with this lady from India to receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And we really kind of didn't have her do a repeat prayer, but she did a prayer from her heart to receive Jesus. And she said that she had served many gods, but today she made a decision to serve the one true and living God. And when she said that, all of us, we were like in a circle, all of us flew back.
Wow.
I mean, it was like the force of the Holy Ghost was like, y'all move back. I'm doing something here. You know, so that's how I felt today about Beatrice. It's like, okay. You know, you're doing your thing, God. Amen. And so we believe that.
She's being bathed with you. I think she's being bathed with healing right now. And I know this sounds funny to put it this way, but it's kind of like when if you're really dirty, let's say you've been out gardening or doing something, you're bathing, and or a child has been playing in the mud and they're bathing. Well, it's like sickness that's being washed away, the dirt being washed away on a child or a body as you're washing the face and you're washing the arms and legs. And I believe that she's just being bathed right now in the healing power of God and the anointing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's like it's a washing of healing.
Testimony later on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, we're going to open a line for Minister Rachel. We have you, area code 661, you're next. Anyone else, please press your number one key. We'd like to pray for you tonight. And we thank God for all of the healing community who's on with us. We feel y'all praying. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, we're opening up your line. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hi there.
Can y'all hear me clearly? Okay.
Clearly, yes. Yes.
Oh, thank God. One in prayer because of the children, they're saying some things about their mouth and stuff like that. So we need to, like, gums and things like that. To pray for the children, you know, also my little prince, my little grandson, he grows teething, so, yeah, there's some teeth cutting in, so he's about to have 6 teeth, 4 up top and 2 down the bottom. So
what? Already?
Yes.
I know.
I call it next triumphant day, which is Thursday. It's the 20th, he'll be 1.
Wow.
Wow.
He'll be 1, yes. And so, yeah, also my oldest son, he's been having problems with his mouth, and some of the children been going through some discomfort in their mouth. A few things, but just pretty much free for the family. And my sister, Bella, has type 1 diabetes, and she's younger than me. So I want prayer for my sister, because I believe God can completely heal her.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's really amazing.
Thank
Linda,
you.
Do you have anything special anointing going on for the baby?
Well, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
It's for the teeth and the gums. The teeth coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God told me to just lay my hands on his mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Father, even though this is a very natural process that you're doing, I just pray right now in your name and with your power and your blood that you would relieve the pain for this child as you do what you need to do with these teeth. Right now, I just ask in the name of Jesus that all pain cease, and that the hand of God will be able to move and do what the hand of God needs to do for this child's mouth right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm just asking for your anointing to flow through this child's mouth right now. I'm just feeling the presence of God going right there right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your love of children, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that every child is precious to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that this child is precious to you. Thank you for healing his mouth in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I have a little question. I'm a little fascinated. I probably not curious, but fascinated that when teeth and gums were called out, even before this broadcast, like you said, there's a few members of your family that are having something going on. Is that correct?
Yes, some of my children was going to some discomfort in them.
Like more than one family.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's more than one. Okay.
Which I find to be very fascinating, and I'm just kind of basking in it myself as a moment, just thinking, wow, Holy Spirit, I mean, you really knew what you were doing here. It's just fascinating to me.
I was mainly praying for the little boy, but let's pray for the others.
Well, go ahead.
Aunts and uncles. Those are his younger aunts and uncles.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that again,
man?
Oh, I was saying his aunts and uncles, but that's my grandson, my oldest daughter's son. Because my children are, my 22-year-old, he was having problems with his mouth, my 12-year-old, my 15-year-old, and I think my 14-year-old. Because I know, I'm not sure about Amber, she's 10, so, because I know she's losing some baby teeth and things like that, so there's been some discomfort when they eat certain foods and stuff, so may God heal their gums and teeth sensitivity and whatever's also going on in their mouths, all of us.
Yes, yes, well.
Well, and there's such a...
Yes.
And
go ahead, little Linda.
We're agreeing with you. I just see you as, you know, as the mother of this family, even if it's, I just see that. You're the mother of this family. And, you know, you're also a spiritual leader. So
yes, we're agreeing with you with what you're praying for right now. Father God, we agree with our sister right now that every family member that she has that is having trouble with their gums and with their mouth, that you'll heal, Jesus, that you will come in. You see our sister's heart. You see the family members that she's thinking about right now, Lord, and we're joining our hearts and our faith with hers, that you will go and relieve pain in her children, in her family, in other family members, any family members that have got pain in their mouth, teeth and gums, in Jesus' mighty name. We ask for healing in Jesus' precious name. Let it be done.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just seen so much favor from him. You know, I seen it with you that what we were doing really is joining in prayer with you and your heart for your family. When there's a need in the family, you are the leader to call on Jesus for them, to call on him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. For
thank you, Jesus.
Us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And as God was moving, the baby did pop up when the Lord told me to lay my hands on his mouth. He popped up. And then he laid back down. God put him back to sleep. I'm laughing now. He's sleeping.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we also continue to join our faith together for your sister, your younger sister, who's been diagnosed with diabetes. We can pray
type
for
one.
You all.
Yeah, that God will completely heal her. Oh, Rella. Rella Deanna.
Okay. Rella?
Yeah, you could call her Rella for short, but that's what we call her for short, Rella.
Okay. Amen. But her name is Orella?
No, it's Rella Deanna.
Rella Deanna.
Oh, Rella.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord God, we just join our faith together, and we just thank you right now as the blood of Jesus supersedes her blood. Hallelujah. And causes her blood to come in line with the word of God. That says that by his stripes, Rella is healed, and by his stripes, Rella was healed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, right now, that every bit of diabetes leaves her bloodstream in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, and that there are no residual effects of diabetes. That her eyes are working properly, that there is no neuropathy, no symptoms, not even a trace, that her eyes are working properly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that she's everywhere healed and whole of diabetes. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Lord God, right now. And we thank you for sealing her healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Elder,
did you have anything?
No, I just watch it. It's fascinating to me to watch the Holy Spirit move from person to person. How, you know, move upon this person and they pray, move upon that person and they pray. It's just, The whole evening has been, not that every evening we do this isn't great, it is, but there's just a special joy that I'm having tonight watching how the Holy Spirit weaves in and out and weaves upon, you know, each one of us to minister in certain ways. It's just amazing.
Amen.
To me.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just it's just amazing in a new and fresh, wonderful way. That's all I can say. I don't know how to say it any better than that.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory,
you know?
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel. God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Praise God.
Oh, God bless and, you all. God bless you all. Hallelujah, because I know God did it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm looking for my sister to call me and say, Rachel, I don't have to take no more insulin. I'm like, I know, because God did it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's a
miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.
Amen. Area code 661. We're going to open up your line. Sister Debbie, I see you. You are next after 661. And before I open up area code 661, just want you guys to know one more time or another time that called out tonight are the chest, the neck, and both of those were Sister Beatrice, and then the mouth, teeth, and gums, Gabrielle and Rashim and several other of Rachel's children, Minister Rachel's children. And then we see the bottom, the one side of the stomach, which may or may not have been the kidney stones associated with Pastor Catherine. So area code, now if you're experiencing any of that, please press your number one key. We have another hour here on the line. That seems like a lot of time, but it moves quickly. So please press your number one key. Amen. Area code 661. Thank you for your patience. Amen. Your line is open. Welcome.
Thank you so much. My name is Josephine Cook, and I'm calling also from Pastor Price's broadcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Welcome, Sister Josephine. Amen. Are you related to Sister Beatrice?
I'm not, no. Just sisters in Christ.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome. So what can we pray for you about tonight?
Well, tonight you got, I'm another one that's having a tooth pain. And it's crazy because the tooth pain bothers me when I'm at church or at work. It doesn't hurt at all except for church when I'm trying to listen to the word. Or work. And it's been doing that for about a week now.
So it doesn't bother you when you're eating?
It doesn't bother me when I'm eating. It doesn't bother me when I'm sitting doing nothing or just playing with the kids. It's only church or while I'm at work. It really starts.
That's very interesting. Do you work? What kind of work do you do?
Yes. Yeah, I just started working 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So you work from home?
No, I said? Work at a school. I work with children with special needs.
You know, the first thing I thought was you're a teacher.
I
That's what was in my head was, oh, she's a teacher. Okay, so, okay.
Did something else come to you, Sister Barbara? It came to me that this is a demonic attack because of it happening in those two times, because she's doing the work of the Lord with those children and she's doing the work of the Lord in church. It's a demonic attack. We need to come against it.
Come on now.
I concur with that. This is not, it's an attack. It's not a regular sickness. I concur with that. You took the words right out of my mouth. Go ahead. Steal my thunder. Praise the Lord. But seriously, I concur with that. This is not a normal,
you know, a normal, you know, gum disease. You know what I mean? If you're not going to go for it, little Linda, I am, because I'm not going to put up with this thing. It's got
to
go.
Yes, I want you to. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. You've been exposed right here on the broadcast to two Christians. And I command you in the name of Jesus, you stop with your torment against this woman right now. Your power is broken over her, and I command you to get away from her, and you stay away from her at home. You stay away from her at work. You stay away from her church. You don't ever come near her again. I cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus, and I break your power right now.
Jesus.
Now you go away from her. That's it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you perceiving anything, Sister Josephine? I want to tell you the pain completely went away. Completely. It was still hurting even when I was talking to you guys and explaining it to you, and it is completely gone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
well,
Lord.
You were ministering the gospel, and you were on assignment, and you were doing your kingdom job, and
the enemy
came to harass you and torment you.
Yes.
And praise God. Not anymore. No longer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
And then we say
Thank
by the
you,
Spirit
Jesus.
Of the Lord that you're sealed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That this thing that has tried to plague you before is gone and shall not come back anymore. In the name of Jesus, you are sealed. Hallelujah. And this thing has been exposed. Amen. It has been exposed, and it had to flee. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
calling. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you for the privilege.
Amen.
Thank you for the ministry that you're doing for those children in your church. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for following our Lord and Savior. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
You guys too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Okay. Praise God. We have Sister Debbie and Reverend Treva. Amen.
Cool.
Anyone else? You want prayer for yourself? You want prayer for somebody? Press your number one key. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie, welcome to
Good
Debbie.
Evening.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Well, good evening. Yes, I was calling to ask for prayer from a couple of people and myself. My son, David Jr., he had been having he was congested or bronchitis, and he is on some antibiotics, but he's sleeping, and he seems to be doing pretty well, doing much better. And for my sister, Rochelle, she's having a hip replacement surgery on the 17th of this month. And myself is with my gums are like swollen a little bit. And that's what I'm asking for prayer for.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow, thank you, Jesus.
So David Jr. is going through... Is it
Did they say it was bronchitis or?
More like maybe just a cold or bronchitis, but he did give him some antibiotics for it and told him he could still take mucinex.
Okay, so he's having a congestion and coughing?
Yes.
Okay. And then your sister, Rochelle, is having a hip surgery
on the 17th of this month.
Okay. Yeah. And you are feeling some pain in your gum?
It's not pain. It's like swelling, but it's still uncomfortable. It's like in the top of my mouth. And they were bleeding, and it's not bleeding anymore.
Okay. But is it in pain tonight?
No.
Okay, just the swelling. You can still feel swelling there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. So I'll just say it again is Elder Phillips getting ready to pray. I can hear him whining up there. David Jr. cold, bronchitis, congestion and coughing. Sister Rochelle, hip surgery, August 17th is scheduled. And Sister Debbie has some swelling around the top of her mouth. It was bleeding, but not now, and she's not in any pain. Amen.
It wouldn't surprise me if you could actually tell while we're praying. It will not surprise me if you could actually. The swelling feels better while we're praying. It would not surprise me. I feel like we're going to pray, and I feel like you're really going to get a touch from the Lord. So,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I don't really speak things out like that, but I just feel to do it. So there we go. Lord, I am again amazed by you at the accuracy of how you've called things out before the broadcast even start. I thank you and I praise you, and I attack this swollen gum condition because you called it out before the broadcast even began.
Yeah.
I speak to this mouth, these gums, in the name of Jesus. And whatever kind of inflammation you have, whatever kind of swelling you have, I command in the name of Jesus the power of God to come upon you. And for I order this swelling to cease and desist in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You were exposed by the Holy Spirit before the broadcast even began. So I rebuke you in the authority of the name of Jesus. And I speak to the swollen gums, and I command the swelling to start going down now in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. The power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. And I command and I speak forth. Swelling is decreasing in her mouth even right now. She will feel it and know it and have it by the power of the Lord in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. Great are you and greatly to be praised. I thank you. Your anointing is all over me. I thank you that your anointing is all over, Sister Debbie. And in Jesus' name, that swelling is decreasing in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So, if you weren't in any pain, But is there any way you could kind of test yourself out and see or look or feel and see if the swelling is starting to go down yet?
Yes, I can feel it.
Put your dirty clothes in.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, I can feel it. The swelling
you can feel
is going down. Going down.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Would you say it's just a little bit? Would you say it's half shrunk? What would you say?
Just about. It's a little less than half shrunk, but I can still feel the swelling going down.
Then we're going to pray again. I just had this strong sensation come over me while you were describing your condition, like. He's going to get it. Okay, here comes another wave right now. Oh, my gosh. Here it comes. Here it is right there. You are an active ego recipient. You are active ego recipient. Oh, my gosh. This time, this power coming out of my right hand, and we speak to this. We thank you, Lord, for about the 40 or 45 or a little less than half. We thank you, Lord, for that. Now we're asking, there it goes, right there. Wow. We loose this anointing out of our hands in the name of Jesus. We order this swelling to continue to go down, 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 down. You shrink in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is overpowering you. Every germ, every bacteria, every infection, you're being removed in glory to God, you're being removed in Jesus' name, and every bit of swelling is just evaporating in the name of Jesus. We speak forth, Lord, that which you gave us by your Spirit. We speak forth that which you gave before the broadcast, and we speak forth that which you gave to us right as you were describing her condition. In the name of Jesus, I speak forth that which was given to me by the Holy Spirit. You shrink down right now, here and now, as a miracle. You got it. You just got it. You got it. I'm not even going to pray anymore. You took it, sister. Take a moment. Feel yourself out. Tell us how good you're doing now. But I'm telling you, I felt it. You got it. You got it. You got
it. I feel it too. The swelling is going down.
Wow.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes I miss it, but I think you're about 75% less swollen. Is that correct or not?
Yes. Correct.
You're an amazing receiver. The Holy Spirit is. He's not even done yet. But I'm done praying because I know you got it. I know you got it. I don't know how to tell you other than that. It only happens once in a while. But once in a while, right in the middle of a prayer, it's like, don't even pray. She's got it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm just really thinking, as he was praying, you know, as we were praying, I was perceiving that the Lord was working on more things in your mouth than just that.
Ooh, praise God.
That there was, as I was like, this is a lot that's going on. This is not just around the top of your mouth with that swelling. But it was a lot of other things in your mouth, and that might have been associated with a headache before or something like that. But it was a lot that I saw the Lord working on, you know, as the anointing was going in. So we praise God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he's an awesome He just doesn't stop at one thing. He takes care of other things as well. Amen. So we also join our faith together with your sister Rochelle, and she goes to have surgery, and she's scheduled for surgery. We thank God for her complete healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And that if the Lord desires, amen, and his desire is to heal us, if he wants to heal her without going into surgery, Lord God, we thank you for that. If he wants to use the surgeon, Lord, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And whichever way that it goes, we thank God for complete healings and wholeness. If it's through the surgeon's hands, we thank you, Lord God, that the surgeon does not move by his own knowledge or education, but by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that everything, even the administrators, the nurses, the doctors, the technicians, everyone who has anything to do with your sister is led by the Holy Spirit and moved by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we praise God. Hallelujah. I'm kind of seeing a little vision here. I'm not quite understanding what that is, but, yeah, okay. Thank you, Lord. Angels are all around her. Hallelujah. The Lord is just sending angels all around and about her to guard her and to protect her and to guide her, and guard her in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for that now. And as I'm praying, and you guys can come in and pray, too, over David Jr. as well. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for going into his chest area with that congestion and the coughing in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your blood goes in right now in the name of Jesus and causes all congestion to dissipate even now in Jesus' name and every bit of coughing to cease and desist in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that there is no infection. All infections dry up now in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for it, Lord God. We honor you for it, Lord God. I'm seeing even like nasal congestion. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for removing that nasal congestion and even that heaviness around the front of his head. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man, I agree with that prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I agree with that prayer.
All right. Sister Deb, any other prayers for the Harkey?
And also, yes, one more. My grandson, Aiden, they had to redo the circumcision today, but he's doing well, and I just want to have continued prayer for him because they had to redo his circumcision.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Father. Look at little Linda. She's going to jump on the child. She is. You watch her.
And how old is he? How old is he?
He's 6 months.
Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus, I just pray right now, Lord, I ask you as they redo the circumcision that this child will not have to feel immense pain, that you will give the doctors the right anesthetic to use and guide their hands that they do this correctly for this little baby. Lord Jesus, I just ask you to guide the doctor's hands. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you would also give them wisdom so that this baby won't have to feel any pain. And I ask that you will completely heal this little boy and let the circumcision be done correctly. In your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, I agree with that prayer.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, I want to ask why, but I guess they didn't do it right.
No, they didn't. They redid it today around about 10:30.
Glory to God.
Okay. Okay. Well, amen.
Wow.
I guess it's a good thing that they did it when he's a baby. But
yes.
This is like his second or third surgery.
Yeah.
But not on
how
other
can
circumcision, but other things.
I don't
yes.
understand how they could have done that wrong. That doesn't make sense. That they could
I
do
don't
something
either.
So
I've
wrong.
Never heard of that.
No.
Yeah, I know. So we just thank God that it's done right, and we know that God works
yeah.
all things together for good. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank Amen.
You.
Okay. Sister Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
You.
I'm gonna go back on mute. Okay.
Oh.
All right. We thank you, Lord. So much is going on tonight. We have about 38 more minutes. So we will go on. I'll say real quick, because some others have joined the line. The ailments that have been called out tonight are pain in the chest, in the neck area. The mouth has been very popular tonight. Mouth, teeth, gum.
Yes.
Amen. Praying over that today. The bottom side of one side of the stomach. Amen. So, okay. We have Reverend Treva and Minister Elaine in that order. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
That's your number one. We have about 30-something more minutes left. Hallelujah. You know we'll go into overtime. We don't mind doing that, but just press your number one key. Jump on in. Reverend Treva.
Hello. Good evening, Pastor Tuesday, and to Minister and Minister's Hoffman.
All right.
I just give glory for tonight. And then I have several prayer requests. The first one is for one of my high school classmates. Her sister has surgery, and she's still in the hospital. They were asking for special prayer today, and I think they're on another line. I didn't get on that line, but I will get a message to her that we pray for her sister. Her sister's name is Sandra, and it seems like I don't know what she has surgery for, but she'll do better. And then it's like a witchcraft attack. Should they move her to a regular room, and then they have to put her back down in the critical care unit. And they were asking for prayer, but it sounds like something that was going on similar with one of the other people you called tonight. It's like an attack from the enemy. And then I'm having cataract removal surgery on Halloween. So, I want prayer for that. I went to the ophthalmologist, and they're really concerned about my left eye because it's not draining right, and they said they needed to do it immediately, and then they're going to remove the other cataract probably sometimes in 2023 after my left eye heals. Those are the two things tonight. I did have neck pain, but that's gone. And Hallelujah. So I give glory to God for that. So I'm
praise
ready. I received already in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow.
I appreciate
wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. That really is. Okay, so.
Sandra, she's had surgery. I believe her for her healing.
Amen.
To recap. Thank you.
High school classmate. I don't know if this is her sister, but Sandra.
yes.
is going in for surgery, and she's been in urgent care. They took her out of urgent care, put her back in urgent care, and it looks like some kind of demonic attack. Is that basically what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you've been scheduled for cataract removal surgery on October 31st.
Yes.
And then you were experiencing some neck pain as you came on the line tonight, and that neck pain is completely gone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Look what the Lord has done.
Jesus, praise you, Jesus.
I love it.
All right.
Praise God.
Play that with the Debbie. So, but anyway, we'll play it all together. So,
yes.
All right. Elder?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to, I'll go ahead and I'm going to start with the, what our sister she's perceived that it's a demonic attack. So I'm just going to go with that, and I'm going to take authority over that. And then we'll let everyone else, you know, join in as they feel led by the Holy Ghost. There's been such a round robin of anointing and praying around here that it's just really fantastic. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. On behalf of this classmate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke every demonic attack, and I command you to cease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
No more playing games. No more in and out of trouble. No more in the name of Jesus. No more of the urgent care games or the ICU games in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every demonic attack, and your assignment is canceled. You leave that woman alone. You get away from that woman in the name of Jesus. You are done attacking that woman in Jesus' name. You will not hinder her medical trip. You will not hinder her in any kind of medical treatment that she's going to get in Jesus' name. You will not hinder any treatment that she's to receive in Jesus' name. I bind you and I cast you away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're done.
Jesus' name.
Now, whatever's going to happen with your classmate, I'm just telling you, whatever is going to happen with your classmate, if they need to have some procedures or treatments or whatever, you watch. It'll all go smoothly. It'll go normally.
Praise God.
Go the way it's supposed to go. You watch. You watch. I know you'll report back in. I know you will.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Any of you other two ladies picking up an anointing or anything? Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Well, I just felt like the last part of that word was also... Well, not just the last part, but it was also for Reverend Treva, that any kind of demonic attack would not even come towards her as she gets ready to go in and have cataract removal in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Cover
yes.
even now in the name of Jesus. Just cover. Covered by the blood, hallelujah, angels encamped in the name of Jesus. It may be on that first day of the year, hallelujah, it will have no effect on you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord God. You are hidden, amen, under the shadow of his wing, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, and this is what I get, that he's preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. So
praise you, Jesus.
Amen. And then the scripture that I get is rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah.
God is doing what God is doing.
You know, on that day, that's still the day that the Lord has made. And we still be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be glad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice, glad. Hallelujah. Because he's got you covered even on this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Receive all the prayers in Jesus' name. And I will talk to you about that young lady.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Love y'all, and I'm enjoying being a part of
this
prayer group.
Amen.
Amen, and we love you.
We love you. We know that you may be in the background, but we know that you're praying with us.
Well, you know,
that's why you keep getting healed.
Praise God for that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
God bless you and good night.
All right. Good night.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I keep going on. I got to stop for just a second, Minister Elaine. We'll be right back with you. But we're going through a couple of healings without playing our song. What is going on here?
I'm going to play it.
Hallelujah. Amen. My little, what do you call this thing? Hallelujah. I'm going to sing it in a second because I'm trying to get it going here.
Look what the Lord has done.
Yeah, you guys sing while I get my
computer.
My
body, he touched my mind. He sang.
Here we go. Thank you for the acapella.
Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. Look what the Lord has done for Sister Debbie and Reverend Treva. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to open up the line now for Minister Elaine. Anyone else? We still got another 20-some minutes. Press your number one key. Minister Elaine, we're opening your line now. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody, well, maybe you were waiting for the for me to get my healing before you played the song. good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Elder Philip and Linda and Apostle Susie and everybody else who's on the line. Good evening.
Good evening.
I heard you mentioned something about the side. I just caught a little bit of it, what you were saying, that God showed you something about the side. You need a stomach, some side stomach.
Oh, yeah, you're on the side.
Yes.
Oh, okay, folks. Did I hear wrong?
No, you did not.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Glory to God. Oh. Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Well, I'm kind of waiting to hear back what the Lord would have revealed first to see if that was I just caught a little bit of it.
Oh, okay. So the ailment that was revealed was a pain near the side of the stomach, the bottom side of the stomach. And the others was the chest, the neck, the mouthpiece, and gum.
Okay. All right. I think I'll go for door number two.
Glory to God.
The pain on the bottom of the stomach. You said the left side? Did you say left side? Were you specific?
Actually, I didn't say which side, because sometimes if I perceive a side, it's a mirror side.
Right.
But
I thought I heard you say left. I must have heard it in the spirit.
Must have heard it in the spirit. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be mirror. Because where I was perceiving it was on the right. So that's the mirror. That's why I didn't say right or left.
That's the mirror. Okay. Amen. Yeah. That prayer is for me. And then I have another prayer request that I'll tell you about.
Okay.
Now,
are you
perceiving? Are you having?
Right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Is there a pain right now, Minister Elaine?
Dull, very dull. It's dull. See, a diagnosed possibility of cyst, but I know this is definitely not of God, because about 5 years ago, I guess, about 5 years ago, if not more, not six maybe, I had the same kind of pain. And in St. Louis, received a prayer and got healed, received my healing. Went to the doctor. She couldn't find anything. I went for, that was like 6 years ago. Then this year, I went for something that didn't even relate to that area. And I know, well, this is demonic. It didn't even relate to that area.
Mm-hmm.
And the technician, she was doing a whole lot of talking, and she's like, oh, well, let me check over here. And she was so hard. I knew something wasn't right. And she was like, oh, I feel something over here. And I'm like, no, you don't, in Jesus' name. And I feel something over here. And she's pointing all these different things. And when I left there, I was feeling pain. I didn't walk in there feeling pain, but when I left there, I felt pain. Of course, you know, I dressed it in the spirit, you know, bound it up. And so, you know, now my doctors are saying, oh, well, the technician said they saw this, and, you know, they want you to follow up on it. And I was like, Lord, you healed me of that, you know, and you don't bring it back after you healed. So, so that's where we stand right now.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If there's any kind of a cyst or whatever, I don't know how fast that will leave. I mean, we know it will. But I can tell you that your dull pain is going to go away very quickly. That I can tell you.
Praise Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
It just came upon me while you were speaking.
Praise
Jesus. Like, this is one of the things that he's going to do. So, Lord, this has been a phenomenal night. I thank you for the wonderfully and sometimes a little different ways, the nuances of how you've moved on your spirit to all of us who've been listening in and all of us who are on the line. I really thank you for that. And so it's a privilege to be able to pray over Minister Elaine.
Thank you, Lord.
She's a true soldier in your army, and it's a privilege to get to pray with her. So we stretch our hands toward Minister Elaine in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this thing that's going on
in the lower stomach area. We curse you by the name of Jesus. We okay, there's anointing going in you right now. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you to remove all pain and ache. Then if other things have to be shrunk or cursed or dissolved, that's fine. But I'm asking that you go ahead and remove this pain first and foremost here. All pain and discomfort, I command you to leave in the name of the Lord Jesus as the anointing is pouring out of our hands. It's pouring out of our hands.
Yes, Jesus.
It's pouring out of our hands in Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus.
I command you to go, pain. I command you to completely go. And I curse this. Wow, there's so much anointing just going in into you. You're just really taking it from the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my gosh. Here comes another wave. I curse whatever this is in the mighty name of Jesus, and I curse you down to the core.
Jesus' name.
I curse you to the roots. I command you to shrink and die in the name of Jesus Christ and become nothing. I order you to become nothing in Jesus' name. And I loose this anointing out of our hands as it pours out of our hands, healing that entire section of the body. Any damage that has been caused by whatever this was, the body is being healed now by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And all pain and ache, I eradicate you from Minister Elaine's body in Jesus' name. From that area. And I let this anointing surge into her, healing her powerfully.
Yes, Jesus.
If this is a cyst, I curse you in Jesus' name, and I command you to dissolve by the power of God.
Jesus.
And if you are something else, I curse you and command you to dissolve by the power of God. And I thank you, Lord, that your anointing has gone into Minister Elaine, and you're doing a wonderful, fantastic work. I humbly thank you, Lord. Well, that was really something. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That was really
something. Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
We humbly thank you. We humble ourselves before you as your power is enveloping her. Your holy, holy arms.
The heat is very intense. And I just feel the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you for saying about soldier. Being a soldier, I just got off the phone and ministered about being the soldier of the Lord. So I received that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Now, yeah, I was just going to ask the same thing.
Well, I didn't hear y'all. Say it again. Are you asking for the pain level?
Yeah.
I can't feel anything right now. Thank you, Jesus. I don't feel anything right now. I don't feel anything. Forget the right now, because I ain't anticipating it for later. Feel anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's what he said. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Okay. Well, I am receiving this. Let me tell you, unless you have something to pop up.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just receiving what the Lord is doing because there's tremendous going on here. My second prayer request is a previous co-worker of mine, is having the symptoms, the adverse reaction from the vaccine. I forget the name, the proper name of it, but that's where you receive the paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
You're paralyzed.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to see her on Friday and pray with her. But if you can lift her up in prayer.
Jesus. Yes. And what's her name? If you can just give us the
Sandra.
First name. Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Father God, we come before you right now concerning Sandra. Concerning Sandra right now, we come against all of these evil things that this vaccine has done to her body right now in Jesus' name. And we call this body into full health, and we come against any chemicals or anything that has entered her body that has done this to her right now in Jesus' name. We come against it in Jesus' name. We come against this chemical or whatever it is that has entered in Jesus' name that's not of God, and we ask for her body to be healed right now in your name, Jesus. Totally healed in your name, Jesus. We call her body the complete restoration in your name, Jesus. Right now, we ask you to go where Sandra's at right now and for her to be completely healed right now, that she will get her mobility back, that she will be able to feel again, and that these ingredients or whatever this is that's entered her bloodstream and her system will leave right now, that the precious blood of Jesus will conquer it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for touching Sandra. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to join our faith together and pray for mobility, complete and total mobility in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord.
Yes.
Give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was her mom's caretaker. So.
Oh, she was for your mom?
No, she was her mom. She's her mom's caretaker.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was taking care of mom.
Lord.
You know, that's one of the reasons why she got the vaccine.
In the name of Jesus. So we lift up her mom as well, and that there will be others who will come and help, and that she will be restored. She'll be restored and able to help as well with her mom in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for that, God. Hallelujah. She she has honored her mother. Hallelujah. She's honored her mother. Mm-hmm. She laid down her life for her mother. So we thank you, Lord God, that you that you're honoring that, Lord God, and healing her.
Yes, Jesus.
And,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
Give you praise for that, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's the commandment with a promise. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Oh,
bless you,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm still receiving.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you all a praise report.
Amen. We believe for a great praise report in you from you, and
Sandra.
And from Ezra or Sandra.
Sandra.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay,
Amen.
And it
you love
say,
y'all.
Look what has done.
Hallelujah, that's right. Out now in advance. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise His name.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Father. Praise God.
Oh, wow. I'm just talking and my phone is on mute. We're still here. Amen. We're getting ready to wind everything up. And first I wanted to pray the prayer of salvation, and then we'll have Minister Linda and Elder Philip to come back and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. The Bible says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So the Lord wants us to be saved, and he's doing it out of love, because he loves each and every one of us. And he loves us just the way that we are, but he loves us enough not to leave us this way. And so he wants us to be saved. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So he says it just like that. And confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing with your heart is believing, choosing to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, choosing to believe what the Bible says. Amen. So make your choice even now to believe. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And so if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Oh, you might have felt something warm in your heart. You may have felt something you may not have. But if you said these words with your whole heart, you are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over you now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to think right, power to talk right, to do right. Hallelujah. We can't do it in our own power. It has to be his power. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you even give them the power to understand the word of God as they read it, because every time they read it, there you are with them. Hallelujah, as you're with all of us as we read the word of God. And then, Lord, we thank you for releasing their prayer language out of their lips. Tonight, we prayed in tongues at different times with our prayer language. Lord, we thank you for giving them their prayer language as well. Hallelujah. And then, we want to invite you. Thank you, Jesus. We want to invite you to a Bible-believing church. You're part of the church now. You're part of the body of Christ. Amen. And so we invite you to go to a Bible-believing church somewhere in your neighborhood, somewhere around you. Church, amen, one that believes in the Bible. And we also want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise God. And what we do here, well, what God, the reason why God wants you to go to church and to learn is to learn and to grow. Amen. And so he has put together the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts to help us all learn and grow. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've been learning and growing as well. Praise God. So our family of broadcasts to listen to us, call the same phone number, area code 516-418-5699. And we have church services on Sunday. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church meets every Sunday. Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. This Sunday and next Sunday, I will be preaching. And on the fifth Sunday, we'll have Pastor Price's church. And they will be our guest church, and they will be preaching on the 30th. Amen. And I am doing a series on the book of Job and how God is revealing himself in the book of Job. Praise God. It's a learning experience for me, too. Glory to God. It's good. It's good. Okay, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. You call the same number. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. And that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes, and then after that, we have interpretation of tongues. I just can't even tell you how awesome it is. Amen. If you are perceiving the presence of God tonight, right now, where the Holy Spirit is all over you and the heat is moving and you're getting some healing tonight, when we pray in tongues, that kind of thing happens. Hallelujah. And God is speaking. He is speaking. I'll go on. Praise God. Okay, and then on the second Wednesday of every month, and that's what you're hearing right now, this is our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing, where God reveals ailments that are going to be healed. People call in, and they are healed, and then other ailments as well are healed. But what God reveals, he heals. Amen. And we've seen that tonight. And our next broadcast will be for prophetic healing will be the second Wednesday in November, and that will be November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, this is so totally exciting to me. Well, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but I'll jump back and then I'll jump ahead. Now, tomorrow is Thursday. We have the Thursday edition, which was our core edition of Get 'Em Radio. That's where we started on Thursday evenings, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Our guest for the rest of this month is Brother Wendell Philip Barwick. And God has gifted him with so much. And so we're so excited to have him. First of all, he's a tree surgeon. And then he's an artist. And he's a musician. And he's a songwriter. And he's a missionary to Pakistan, where God has sent him to Pakistan. And he prayed for a man who had never heard and who had never spoken. And God used him to bring healing to this man in Pakistan. And so, and also he's an abolitionist. And what the Lord is using him to do is to get people out of slavery in Pakistan. There are families that are in slavery there. Yes, this is the 21st century, and they are in slavery there. And so he's helping them to get out of slavery and to be able to have their own businesses. So it's very exciting what he's doing. And if you're in the St. Louis area, you see these cartoon character called Murford, and he's all over St. Louis. And Brother Phil, is the artist that does the Murford all over St. Louis. So it'll be awesome to listen to him for the next 3 weeks. We'll have him with us, and then this is what I'm also excited about. Is that next month, the month of November, is the Get 'Em Radio Family of Broadcast 10th anniversary. Amen. It's like, can you believe it? We've been here for 10 years. I think this healing broadcast has been here for 6 or 7 years now. And time is just going, and God is doing great and awesome things. So plan to come and see us at Thursdays in November, also in October. In November, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're planning on celebrating, having a good time, having some good preachers, and just doing some really fun things in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're going to come back with here you go, Elder Philip.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I think little Linda got cut off. She says I'm supposed to tell everyone good night because she got cut off. I don't know.
Okay.
So on behalf of her, I'm telling all of you out there, she loves you, and she says good night. And on behalf of myself, I would just like to say, well, first of all, wow, it's been an incredible night, and it's always a pleasure to be a part of it, but tonight especially, it was a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to be a part of this. I'm thankful for everything that was done, and again, I know I say it fairly often, but I'm really thankful for all the practical things that you do, Apostle Kizzy, including the taking of the notes and the rehearsing things for us and the keeping track. It really means a lot. I want to say that, just so that you know, I'm involved in another healing outreach about every month, and you know, we were meeting together, and I said, you know, we need to keep a track of the testimonies and so forth. And then the other folks were saying, yes, we do. And I said, well, let me tell you about this broadcast. And so I was touting your skills, you know, tooting your horn of skills and so forth to the other folks. But the main message was that you do such a good job of keeping track of the healings and keeping everything flowing. And it's really, really wonderful. And even this other ministry that I'm involved in is now recognizing they need someone who does that. Because when people get healed, we need to keep track of it and stuff, you know. So thank you. On behalf of Linda, myself, and all of the rest of us, thank you for what you do. We don't take it for granted, and we're very grateful. And this program would not be, and it would not have the success that it has without you doing those things. And so thank you very much.
Praise God. And you know, and I always say it's wonderful having you and Minister Linda on the broadcast. I mean, you guys have been married, what, 2 years now? Is it three?
No, it's three.
Three, okay. So as long as you've been married, you've been on the broadcast. She's been on the broadcast as well, and she's added just such a wonderful flavor, I'll say.
Yes.
To our broadcast. We give God praise for her and for you. Amen.
So,
amen.
I can do the closing prayer because little Linda's apparently been kicked off, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you so much for everything that has happened tonight. I really thank you of how your spirit just wove in and out and amongst us in a special way. I thank you so much for every healing that you did and bringing us all closer to you in a special way tonight. We give you praise. We give you all glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, our Savior, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for the miracle. Hallelujah. I don't even think we've seen them yet. I think they may even, more miracles may even be part of the testimony. Hallelujah. And we give God all the praise. Thank you all again. I thank you for those who are still hanging with us. Amen. Most of you are still here. And so we give God praise for you. And hopefully we will see you again tomorrow night. And please mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, November the 9th. Let your friends and family know about it. And come back with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we will end tonight with look what the Lord has done, because he has done great and awesome things tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, you know what? Let's do a something very different for us. I'm so into miracles right now. So let's end with miracles. And it's a song by Anthony Brown, and it's called This Week. We may not play the whole thing. We may just play part of it. But it's called Miracles because God wants us to expect miracles. Amen.
Now you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is... I cannot explain it. This man. choose to go against that. And I'm speaking something different. I'm speaking something different. Claiming something different. Expecting something.